Savings to refiners. Oh, excuse me, I was just taking a note. We are, by the way, a species of note takers. And today there is a divide between people who take notes with electronic gadgets and those who use old-fashioned pen and paper, or just write on their hands, for that matter. A company in Oakland, California, is trying to bridge that gap, and we have more this morning from Sarus Farivar.
At the University of California, Berkeley, an Introduction to Anthropology lecture is just getting started.
Here you see a poor rat in what's known as a Skinner box.
Sophomore Jordana Pepper is sitting near the front row with her laptop open. Her fingers glide across the keyboard.
I'm a very fast typer, and it helps because I can pretty much catch what the professor's saying, and I just go at it. So yeah, computers for me.
Other students in the classroom are holding digital recording devices to capture the words of the lecture. Others are still using plain old pen and paper. No one's using a tablet PC, but that's another device on the market. It's a laptop with a screen that you can write on using a stylus.
All right, we'll start that one again, I think, on Thursday. See you then!
Entrepreneur Jim Margraf is trying to merge all these note-taking tactics, writing with the hand, recording sound, and sharing the information digitally. He has a new invention called the Pulse Smart Pen. At first glance, his device looks like a large, fancy ballpoint pen, and it is a pen with regular ink.
So if I now take my pen and I touch record at the bottom of the page, you'll hear a sound.
Margraf is the CEO of LiveScribe, the company behind the Pulse Smart Pen.
If I start to write on the paper, so I'll write Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S, and I'll write two. Two is Jim, and three, I'll write NPR, and I'll do a four. Four is Pulse.
The pen has its special powers when used on a certain type of paper printed with tiny dots. Margraf says you can print out this dotted paper at home using a laser printer. A tiny camera mounted by the nib captures the motion of the ink and records what's being drawn or written. At the other end of the pen, there's a microphone. The digital recordings are linked to the words you write down, so later on, you can tap the word in your written notes, and the pen will play back the audio you recorded at that time.
You're going to hear audio coming out of a speaker, which is being sent out from a pen, which we just recorded. But I'll touch two again.
Two is Jim. And three.
And I'll touch three.
Three, I'll write NPR.
Or four, I'll touch it.
Four is Pulse.
All of this can be downloaded to your PC using a docking cradle. But fanciness aside, many people still prefer the sheer simplicity of pen and paper. Even Alex Pong, who's director of the Institute for the Future in Palo Alto. His job is to forecast future technologies, but he still prefers to take his notes with a pen and one of those moleskin paper notebooks.
Well, one thing, I can drop my moleskin a whole bunch of times and nothing happens to it. So, as opposed to my fanciest cell phone, which every time I drop is $100 to change the screen. So, that's a pretty big thing.
The moleskin's also a bargain. The blank book costs Pong about $12. The Pulse Smart Pen, when it comes out tomorrow, will sell for $150 to $200. For NPR News, I'm Sarus Farivar.